This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Aha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My dog just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what time it is, man?
Time to.
This is episode 68.75 of the Random Order Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The audio exclusive. You can't watch this nowhere.
No way.
Back on your block, man. You know what time it is. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino. We could talk about that another episode, though, man. I'm my man, B-Baby Trey in the building, man.
Yes, sir. It's the one and only B-Baby Trey doing baby things.
You know what it is, man. Live from New Jersey, man. Of course, mm-hmm. Coming live from Brampton, my man, Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir, man.
Clap it up for that, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is, man. It's been another great audio exclusive. Of course, we chopped it up about the most important topics of today's society. Bad internet and terrible Wi-Fi passwords. Call mm-hmm. of Duty and Sheldon disappearing from games and shit. Basement mm-hmm. jams and anxiety of dancing. 106 and Park and Bow Weezy himself.
Ooh,
owning puppies in the time he lost a pooch. Mm-hmm. America's Most Wanted and John Walsh talking too much shit. We're the point where he's putting himself in danger and watching shit you used to love, but now it's whack. Before we get into this episode, make sure you go on and subscribe. If you're not subscribed, go on and subscribe to, you know what I'm saying, the audio platforms, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Play, all that. Enjoy the episode, man. 100.
All right.
Yo, Jermaine Test. Yep. The snap and the bomb lineup for the editor. How the fuck did we do that shit last time? Oh, fuck, eh? Yo, if we say 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That'll line up to what we're hearing right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Jermaine? Yep.
Okay. So we're going to do 1, 2, 3.
Hold on,
whoa. What is that? Hold on, okay. We're going to do this, and this is the test.
How about you count and then we'll clap on after.
Okay, we're going to be, the clap is going to replace the four. So 1, 2, 3. Clap. No, that was a test, but that was a good test.
Okay. Right.
1, 2, 3. What the fuck was that, nigga? Y'all niggas like 10 minutes late.
What? That sounded all right to me.
Okay, one more just for safety.
Okay.
One Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. Yo, that sounded way off in my headphones.
Really?
That's
yeah,
you do sound a little echoey, though.
My shit sounded crisp.
My fucking nose is literally touching the mic right now. Yo.
There we go.
Bona. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck, we'll do a test one last time.
All right.
So 1 Mississippi. Okay, number 4. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
Black.
Oh man, nigga, nah, we not lining up audio. We lined up.
We dropping bombs,
nigga. We dropping fucking bombs.
We not lining up, Nathan.
And you already know. Once the Eagles hit the bombs, they start flying in.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, you know what that means.
Y'all know what time it is, man. Fuck from here.
Get the fuck from here.
Fuck from here, man. Audio exclusive number 68.75. Fuck it.
You heard?
You know what time it is, man. We drop a bomb for that. Yo, and if we find that we need to record one more audio exclusive till we get our video shit together, y'all better expect the audio exclusive number 68.89, nigga. That's on mamas too.
Yeah.
That's on every mama in the world.
It's like that, she ain't even know, but it's on the
You know what time it is, man. For real. Shit, what y'all niggas on, man?
Man, we just came off some a little rough war zone stretch.
Fuck, I hear spirits down, man. What happened?
Yeah, man. It was... You know what? There were plays, though. There were plays, but, you know, it don't really matter if you don't get that W, you know?
Right. You know, try earning that?
You know, yeah, of course.
Funny, though?
What?
It's like... So we're playing with Julian, and of course, Julian's a really good player. Great guy to play with. But this nigga...
But...
This nigga really be, like, expecting... Like, Julian would be on the other side of the map. On his own time.
Yo.
Like, I'm going to this side of the map. He'll die. Yo, what the fuck? Where are you guys? Why are you guys pushing from the left? I'm like, bro, we told you. Like, I have to tell Julian when he's going place. I'm like, bro, if you die, that's on you. I'm not coming over there. Mm-hmm. Like, today we're fucking... literally, just before I got on here, we're fighting this one team, and they're in a house. And he's saying, like, yo, Trevon, push. The nigga is staring me in my eye with a barrel to my face, saying, push. I'm like, bro. I'm like,
blank.
Drain. I said, hold on. This nigga said, ain't no hold on. Like, what? You know,
on the battlefield, I feel that, though. Ain't no hold on.
Yo, ain't no hold on. But, like, bro, there's just sometimes where it's just, like...
If you got other options.
Yeah, like, I'll be fighting niggas, and I'll be telling them, like, yo, push, 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 push. He's like, yo, I can't help you now. I'm like, all right, cool. I respect it. Mm-hmm. But when it's on the other side, and I'm like, bro, I cannot help you right now. It's like, yo, why are you over there? I'm like, bro, why are you not over here? Sometimes
you'll be playing like it's real life.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, we really, like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll be putting together moves where it's like, all right, you got to move that way. But sometimes it's like when other teams are fighting, it's like, yo, you just got to do what your guts are telling you to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For but sure, yeah, man. Nah, it was rough, man. When you don't have chemistry in that game, it's really hard to play it, man. But, like, you know.
Anybody raise their voice today?
Nah.
No voice raising? Man, I know sometimes y'all niggas be playing, I'll be in the background. Sometimes, like, I got to look up for my work.
Yeah.
Like, your niggas screaming at each other.
I was screaming on my stream, but not next to these guys. You guys going to hear me still.
Yeah. Nah, it's like, it's honestly, like, I don't know. We don't really scream. Like, I'll scream, like, if I die or whatever. Like, sometimes the game does not make sense. But, like, so I was building, like, a PC and shit, and I was, like, kind of learning, like, what's what type of thing. And the nigga told me, like, all right, on a PC, if someone has faster frames, they'll see you first and they'll murk you. So I'm like, okay, cool. I didn't know that.
All that shit is, I don't know. I don't know if I...
But yo, it's true, though, because sometimes I see the screen and I'm like, bro, I just saw that nigga and he was shooting me. But then I see it from his kill cam. I'm like, bro, I was out in the open for like 10 minutes. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, maybe that works. But like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just make it fair, bro. Everyone sees the same shit, bro.
It's impossible, though. It's impossible to make it fair because of the technology that's in one and the other, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the time difference, though? Like a hair of a second?
Bro, but it makes a lot of seconds.
Yeah.
Like, trust me, man. It makes a lot of seconds. Like,
I hear that.
It's kind of hard to explain, but it'll be like 0. Like, okay, so boom, one of my screens, the response time is like, what, 0.5 shells? And the next one...
Oh, yeah.
And the next one is like 0.1, and you want to have 0.01, I think it is. But 0.05, like that little split second, like you can get murked.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually fucked.
Yeah.
Fuck all that.
That's the one thing about CrossFit that I'm not like I'm amped for, but it's like, it just depends what side of the fence you're on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on PC, so like, it doesn't really matter to me, but then I think about like, what about on the flip side if they like start downgrading PC to match console and da da da, and then it just gets like whack, you know? So,
yeah. I mean, yo, you gotta, every great thing comes with a possibility of being whack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, man, like, you have to look at it like
balls, man. Let me clap that shit up.
Yeah, man.
That might be some shit that, like, Mike Tyson would say, bro.
Yeah, man, because, you know, when you're enjoying something, like, even Warzone, man, I'm like, bros, sooner or later, this game's going to come to an end, and they're going to introduce something new that I'm just not feeling, like Fortnite. Like, I was never a Fortnite guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm trying to have fun with this while I can, because I really don't know what the next one's about to be. And like, you know, I can't promise you I'm going to like that shit.
Right.
So, I don't know.
No, for sure. Yeah, I think, that's kind of sad when you think about it. Because that's the thing, like, that's life. I feel like niggas always be trying to do more. And it's like, sometimes you have to know, and like, you're Chris. Like, you're
yeah. Well, sometimes crazy, just you
know?
Leave it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Leave it. Yeah. They're hiring new people to develop new things and new improvement. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Leave it. Fire everyone. Everyone go home. Everything is fine as it is, nigga. Yep. Let this shit fucking run.
I heard with fucking with fiber optic internet, because I've been having some internet issues lately. So I've been researching my internet. And apparently with fiber optic, like, they haven't mastered it. That's why it's so expensive, because like, they haven't figured out how to make it like affordable and good. You know what I'm saying? Mm, so right. Like, that's why it's like, bro, if it's not ready, like, sleeve it, man.
Plus your whole in, like, you could have fiber optic cable from like your house to the box, but then like the rest of the infrastructure, like from the box to like the, you know what I'm trying to say, the rest of the fucking wires are just regular ass wires. Yep. So you ain't even got that shit. Man. I'm like, yo, bro, don't tell me about the shit till it's fucking here. Yeah. I hate when niggas tell me, yo, in the future, maybe 10, 15 years from now, we're gonna be this and flying through shit. I'm like, bro, tell me when I could go in the fucking tube.
Bro, that's honestly how I felt when they introduced Tesla. When they first introduced Tesla, it's like, oh, your car can come to you, it can drive itself, but in the next 50 years. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck.
It's like when they show you a preview for a movie that's coming out next summer.
Yeah. I don't want
to. This summer, though, right now, bro. My nigga.
Yeah, wait, what about my summer right now?
It's like, right now summer.
Yeah, bro. Like,
now I gotta watch this other movie that I came to see today, and it just looks whack, bro.
Man, yeah. Oh my god. But is that a fault of our own that we don't like maybe not really appreciate what we have in front of us? Because it's like we'll be watching. I've been there many times where I go to see a movie. And I'm like, all right, I'm watching this movie. Then some sick shit comes out, and then my shit plays. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. Whack ass
what the
shit?
Fuck is this shit?
What is this, nigga, Inception?
Yeah, bro.
Whack ass Inception, nigga.
What is this? What is this? Fucking I Am Legend?
Man, I'm trying to see Pets 3, nigga. What the fuck?
Hey, what the fuck? Yo, nah. I've never, like... I've never seen, first off, like, dad or our dad, like, appreciate a cartoon movie. But I was just like, in my head the other day, I was watching this new shit that was coming out, and I'm like, bro, I'll always be excited for these. Like, the message in them they're always amazing. Like, you
for
know?
For sure.
Nigga, I'll watch SpongeBob. I'll stop this podcast and go watch SpongeBob. Right?
Yeah, facts.
Nah, for real.
I understand that, man.
100%.
Man, I was thinking back to, when you're playing Warzone, that's when you're talking about Warzone. Somebody kills you, and then for a split second, they can hear your mic.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So they can hear a reaction, nigga. Yeah. I just feel like my ego wouldn't let me get pissed off.
That's how I be.
It'll make me put off my reaction for 3 seconds. Nah, you can't give them
Trevon
that.
Trevon gives them the satisfaction every single fucking time.
Bro. There's one time in Sweden like that.
Bro, I'm chilling. You kill me?
Oh my God. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Saw that comment?
That's hilarious, bro. There's so many times I've been playing with Julian, and this nigga would just be like, this nigga would go quiet. I'm like, Julian. He's like, sorry, couldn't give him the satisfaction. I'm like, oh, like, I get it.
Bro, you see, you can't do that.
Yo, you just be forgetting, though, because you're so into the game. You're telling you
what?
You're
every single time?
Yo, nigga. Jermaine, you're talking to your people, and you're like, yo, underwrite. You're clipped, and it's... split second, like, you have, like, yo, fuck, like, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have lost that fight. Honestly, I gotta get better at it.
It's the satisfaction you can't give them, but also you can't show them that your team has fucking holes in it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't show them that your team is weak and saying, like, show them that you're screaming at your mans.
Yeah. Like, I... yo, honestly, I can't control it. So if you cheese me, I'm cheesed.
Fuck! Sheldon shit just fucking dropped out.
Did it?
Man said, my shit cut. My family's playing with the breaker.
Honestly, remember when we used to live at home, like, and just dad would just want to play with certain shit? I'm like, bro, leave it.
Leave everything.
It's working.
Bro, I don't understand it. Then the ironic thing is that he fucks it up trying to fix some shit that wasn't broken in the first place.
Yeah, and then it's now we have to get active. Now we have to fucking reach a Canada computer.
What are you doing right now? Anyways, pick up your shoes. I need you to go pick up a fucking cord.
My man Sheldon Sebastian. The fucking breaker is back to normal.
Bro. Mm-hmm. Nigga, why are people playing with your breaker in your
house? Here's a fucking story, bro. Here's a fucking story. It's wintertime, right? So, you know, niggas trying to get their heaters up because it's cold, right? But the way the house, I don't know, my house is, I don't know, maybe everybody's house is like this, but like it's split into halves. So like I can only plug my heater into one side of my room. Cause I plug another side of the room, it's gonna cut like half the house off.
Oh, it's shit. The same in other people's rooms. Yo, I did that, bro. I thought I broke my house one time.
Yeah, so my aunt just got a new heater because she's been complaining that it's cold, whatever, whatever. Plugged it in. Shit was going on. I was sitting in the dark literally the whole time we were recording. But I'm like, hey, my computer's still going. Everything's still going. I'm not going to say anything. You know, I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then these guys are trying to flip back the switch. I don't understand. There's only one switch that's not going to be there. Every other switch is right. One's going to be left. So just switch that one back. It's not rocket science. But they switch another one so the internet cut.
You got to flicker every single switch in the thing.
Bro, are you guys playing fucking casino, bro? The switch? It's two in, man. But we're back, man. We're back. My fault. Yeah, man. I had the Rodgers guy in today, actually. Fuck Rodgers, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas is crooks, straight up. But a dude came in today, and it's like, yo, it's cool because it's like some Jamaican guy. So I'm like, all right, this guy can keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? Like real Jamaican guy, like accent and everything. So he comes in and he's like, you know, where's the modem, whatever. He looks at the modem, did it, and he goes outside. You know, it's like COVID, so they're not really trying to like be in your house too crazy. So he goes outside and he's outside doing what he does, and he calls me. He calls my phone. He's like, yo, it's something with the box out here. The whole street is fucked. he's like, the whole street is fucked. I'm gonna call a maintenance guy to come and deal with it. They're going to be in the next 24 to 48 hours. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Bro,
bless.
Don't do that, man.
You know, bless, okay. Fine, call, whatever. You know, send it. It's just, you know, it's hope. It's hope that change is going to come.
Okay.
So then my aunt comes home, whatever. And I tell her, and she's like, yo, that's the same thing they told me last time. I'm like, what?
Really? They got your ass. They're going to plan everyone with that.
Got my ass, bro. So I don't know, man. I'm hoping this black guy keeps it real and he really does call, or maybe somebody does come and look at it, or maybe it's not like some bullshit, but I don't know, man. I'm getting tired of this shit, man.
Bro, just yo. Why is it always broken, boss? And why is it like, you telling me the entire street is, you telling me the problem is worse than I thought, is not making anything, it doesn't make me feel any better.
At all.
Oh, but no, your internet's fine. The entire street is fucked up.
You're getting what you're gonna get. What's the most annoying thing is that you'll have sick internet. You'll have it. You'll experience it. You'll know what it's like.
And then they take it back.
And then they take it from me. Mm. And they make you feel crazy. I was talking to them on the live chat last night, right? And I don't like to like tee up on employees because I know like you're just working there. Like it's not your company, right? So talking to this girl, fucking Mary.
I'm trying to be turning up, man.
Talking to her and she's in like wherever and she's like looking at like pretty much the speed and shit in my house. Like she's looking at my internet data, if you will, from her side. And she's like, it looks fine. Like it's working. I'm like, Mary, I'm living it. It's not working. Like, don't fucking tell me that shit. It's not working. Something's up. You know what
I
mean?
I'm not talking to you for fun.
Bro, and then after I told her straight up, yo, I feel like you're feeding me a script and I'm not feeling it. I told her that straight up. No, I'm not feeding you a script. I'm telling you like what it looks like on my end and I've told you what to do. Bro, plug my modem off for 30 seconds. You don't think I've done that 30 times, bro?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. I hate like, hearing it, bro. We think I'm 91, nigga. I'm tapped in, nigga. I know I've been through this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I've tried everything.
I don't want to call you guys. I've done everything I can until I had to call you. I had to talk to you. So like, stop, bro.
Yeah. I think it's conspiracy, nigga. I think internet was made to break. Yeah. Niggas. Because how is they going to pay servicemen? If that shit just always works, niggas, no jobs. And then how they going to upgrade? Bro, the amount of times.
How
many times did we upgrade? I mean, wait, we got the top shit. How is there three more options now? What the fuck just happened? You shifted me down or what?
Good point. Good fucking point. And another fucking bullshit that they do is they tell you to swap your modem. So they'll be like, oh, you need to swap your modem. You need to swap your modem.
Oh,
so
it's the modem swap, yeah.
Bro, why go in, swap the modem, get another modem, bring it home, and there's like a fucking like, there's like marks. It's like, it's a used modem. There's like a fucking, I don't even know, like some yellow stain, stain all over the modem. I'm like, bro, you guys are just moving the modems around, bro.
You guys are doing the modem shuffle, bro.
Doing the modem shuffle.
Smells like a next man's house.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, it's bullshit, bro. I'm tired of this, man. Like, I'm tired. I wish I could run a hotspot off my phone, but that's the only reliable fucking data I've experienced in the past year and a half, bro.
Yeah.
I just don't have enough.
Completely off topic, but hood niggas need to chill. I'm watching A nigga play ball in a fucking bubble coat Montclair. Like, nigga, like you're playing basketball. I'm so confused right
like,
now.
Like, is he going hard, though? Or is it just like
he's going hard.
Oh, so he's like, he came for the runs. Like, he's at the runs.
Yo, he's there. He probably fucking booked the court, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
You put the jersey over the Montclair?
No. Oh, okay. The Montclair is the jersey, I'm guessing.
Oh, fuck.
But no, 100%, man. They need to fucking fix that shit like ASAP, man.
For sure, man. He's fucking up my stream and shit, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to go hard, and I'm just looking like a weirdo on stream, man. Like, shit's and that shit, yo. Then niggas be laughing at you when you're going through that internet shit, bro. Mm-hmm. When your stream is not moving like a neat, well-oiled machine. They be laughing, bro. And I don't
excuses, yo, Mr. Apologist. Yo, my bad, guys. Yo, Rogers, right? You gotta shift. You gotta do the blame shift.
Yeah, yeah,
honestly, it's not me, niggas. The nigga, it was Rogers.
Yeah,
bro. On the topic of Wi-Fi, I don't understand when, like, don't make your fucking Wi-Fi password so hard.
A lie.
Like, don't make it easy, but don't make it like a fucking pain in the ass every time you gotta tell someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I ask 100%. You for your Wi-Fi password, you say, "Okay, hold on." This is way too fucking long.
It'd be better if I
gotta,
you.
If you gotta stand up, nigga, when I ask you for the Wi-Fi password. And go get it because it's written on a notepad somewhere.
Oh, my God. Or on the back of the router. It's just like,
bro, change.
I don't get it, though.
You can change it when you get it?
Don't, I mean, maybe I'm ignorant, whatever. Don't call me, you know, I'm just asking a question. Like, what can you do if someone, like, gets your internet password? Like, what can they?
Well, they're on your local network, so they could access other computers and shit. So you don't want to do that, but.
Okay. I'm trying to understand the severity of making, like, a crazy password. You know what I mean?
You don't need, but the thing is, though. Like, if you make it Pizza 49, I'll fucking be guessing for 700 years. And I'll never guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Still. I will be there forever at your house trying to log in. And by then, you'll see me outside. This strange guy in a hoodie holding a phone. And you call the police.
Yeah.
My new don't make it YY742LMQZ4_start, nigga, exclamation mark. You go, what is this for?
Do you think niggas just don't know how to fucking change that?
I think that.
Yeah.
But then also people, like, customize it.
Yeah.
Because they, like, slip in their last name somewhere and then a bunch of, like, weird letters and shit. Like,
yeah.
And you're doing regular shit on... What do you have? What, nigga? Fucking... What? You're going to Google and shit? What are you hiding? What do you not want me to see so bad? Were you fucking Agent Cody Banks? Like,
bro, the thing is, though, like, I really feel like it's not that deep to even let niggas use your Wi-Fi. Like, bro, like, the struggle of going through not having Wi-Fi and needing Wi-Fi and not being able to find, like, one open fucking, you know, network. Bro, it's upsetting. And, like, the other day I was just thinking, I'm like, yo, fuck, man. Like, why don't I just leave? If you have unlimited Wi-Fi, unlimited internet, whatever, like, bro, just leave that bitch open.
But, like,
yeah, I don't think... like, downloading a picture and it's taking 49 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think anything's unlimited.
Downloading,
bro.
Lord of the Rings, the trilogy, nigga.
Yeah. You're right.
You guys will abuse that.
You're right.
Imagine a man like old Kev gets your internet, bro.
Yeah. Bro, that's what Kev was... Yo, man, to take advantage of free internet, Kevin. Bro. You know how many times... Bro, speaking of Rogers, I think we talked about this, but, like, Rogers hit my email up, like, yo, someone, I'm not saying who and shit, I'm not pointing fingers, but our system points back to your address where an illegal download of fucking, what movie was it?
Oh, my
God. Bro, it wasn't even in theaters. That's how hot the shit was. No. It was this year.
It was like, series, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That shit just dropped. Like, yeah, it was the most passive aggressive threat ever. Just like, yo, we see you. That's it. They didn't say nothing. They didn't say stop. They didn't say, yo, this could happen. Just say, yo,
dear Tank, but
we see you. Like, yo,
we see you.
It's up to you.
Bro, the amount of times I've been to Starbucks trying to download fat ass files, I'm like, yo, fuck these guys.
A lot.
Download this shit on the free internet. So I understand the password thing, but also,
yeah,
like, I'm not a fucking robot.
Yeah.
100%. Cat 123, I'm fucked. I'll never get it.
Bro, my new password is kind of wavy still. My password for my Wi-Fi.
That shit sounds too custom, nigga. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Bowiezy.
You'll never guess that.
But the network name is 106 and Park, so it's like you should guess that.
Nah, that's too easy.
Huh?
Nah.
Nigga like me,
I yo, honestly, if you get that shit, you deserve. You
exactly. Deserve, if you yeah. if you know, it. Like, you're, I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you pay homage to the, one of the goats, like, bro, Bow Weezy. Yeah. When you think 106 and Park, you think AJ and Free, but next you think Bow Weezy.
Bow Weezy.
And
yeah,
then third thought, you associate and then Roxy.
Roxy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to play that association game with someone and say, yo, 106 and Park, first thing that comes to mind. Bow. Let me hold you.
Let me hold you.
I ain't never saying never do, but it's just what I do.
Yo, talk about power covers, nigga. Yo. I was in grade 7. I saw the Bow Weezy Sierra yeah. link up. I'm like, yo, where is my shorty?
I couldn't believe it, to be honest.
I needed like, to I needed to duplicate that. I needed to do my own version of that.
My boy had the hooded the hoodie vest.
Oh my god.
The velour. I think it was velour out, too. I think it was a velour hoodie vest. If I'm not mistaken.
Wait, at 14 years old?
Yeah, in the Like You video.
I believe it was
a velour hoodie. And he had the fucking...
You shouldn't have access to that till you're 18.
Bro, yeah. You shouldn't have access to, like, Ed Hardy. Like, honestly, we're privileged to have Ed Hardy. Like, bro, we didn't deserve that. Ed Hardy nah, I think my shit fit, like, crazy.
Nah, Ed Hardy was fake, nigga. I had fucking Jeff Stevenson or some shit. I had the knockoff for sure.
You remember Artful Dodger?
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I do not, but I'm Googling right now.
Artful Dodger.
Artful Dodger, man.
And I got no Red Monkey Jeans.
Artful Ed Hardy.
Y'all remember Artful Dodger, bro? It looked very much like Ed Hardy.
I'm seeing a nigga, named Jack Dawkins.
With a little kid with a hat on, right?
Yeah, with a top hat.
Oh, Artful Dodger. I can't even say this shit. I see it. It's this crazy ass hoodie. Yeah. With mad.
It was crazy shit.
Colorful.
Crazy.
Yo.
Put Artful. Let me. Artful
clothing?
Dodger.
Yeah,
clothing.
This is a gorgeous hoodie if it was 2007.
Clothing man. Line. Yeah, man.
Oh.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Yo, my nigga had this. I was jelly too.
Yo, I had one of these t-shirts, man.
Yeah.
Bro, the way I used to look at the value of t-shirt was like, okay, it's the ratio between how much you paid and how much design you have on your fucking shirt. Bro,
more,
if there's like, yo,
the more graphics, bro.
Yo, the more graphics, the better the deal, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, I dropped $23, nigga. My front and entire fucking bag is covered in scribbles, nigga. Oh, shit is lit. I'm not giving you the spot.
Bro, yo, you know what? You know what's funny? The other day, I told myself, I'm like, yo, I'm going to invest in a fucking 99999 t-shirt. You remember those shit?
First of all, it's Gino Green Global. They weren't Gino. Nine.
Bro, I knew the 99999.
I knew 99999.
Hold on, Gino Green?
They were,
bro, this just shows that Sheldon was on his shit. Yeah, this nigga was way too shit, fucking cool. I didn't know this shit had a name.
Gino spelled like Gino's Pizza?
Yep.
See, we don't even know.
Gino Green Global.
Yeah. I'm about to buy one. Trust me, when niggas see me come back with that, it's like, bro, fuck
like, no.
I can respect that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What was this? This shit was expensive?
This shit? I don't even remember.
I think it was just
I never had any of this still. Yeah, I was just popping like Papoose was in it heavy.
Yeah, that's the first picture I can't. It's the first. No, it's the second result.
Oh, where?
Yeah, mine was the fifth one.
Bro, and you're in New York, nigga.
Yeah.
Are you actually? Oh, you're in Jersey, nigga.
Yeah. This shit. But the thing is, $49. Like, bro, like you can get this XL. I'm literally about to order this right now.
Back in the day, though, you tell me $49 for a shirt $49 anything, nigga. Whoa, $49.
Yeah. The bust down G's, though? Oh, fuck.
Man.
I can get
by. The thing is, I had this, but I didn't have this.
Mm-hmm. I know
someone booked it.
No.
Bro, you see the plot. I can't remember what gave it away. It might have been the thinness of the hoodie. It was a very thin hoodie. Someone called my shit out, man. I think it didn't have enough nines, nigga. It was mostly blank.
Yeah. Honestly, could have been that.
These niggas were screen printing, bro. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What the fuck?
These niggas were not holding it down like enough, bro. There's fucking beer nines on this shit.
I feel like that's crazy. All that was, though, like just screen printing. Oh yeah. Easy. Honestly, I'm gonna remake one. Still, no man called mail for that.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Just make sure it's bust down, you know.
Oh, I'm busting it down. Busting at least 1 9 down still.
Speaking of busting, not really an action. I was just thinking the other day, like, I don't know. I was just at work. I was just, you know, I think when I'm at work, and I was just like, yo, do y'all ever remember? I mean, have you guys experienced like the fear of like being at a jam, like being at a house jam, and like deciding to cop a bubble to a track you don't know? Bro, like,
fuck.
I just remember, like, I never knew those tracks. Like, I never knew
the dancehall and reggae.
The only way I would hear these tracks are at parties. So if I hit like 2-3 parties in a month, then all right, I knew the sick tracks for the next party. Like, other than that, I don't know these tracks. I'm just like, I'm just black, so there's rhythm in me, and I'm just trying to figure it out as I go. And
just off the dome.
You know, hopefully she enjoys herself. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, you know those ones where you're just, like, I just remember bubbling things and, like, not knowing, like, the time when you're supposed to, like, you know, start joking and ting. Like, when the beat's dropping or the beat's hitting, and it's like, the girl be looking back at you like, bro, what are you saying right now?
Bro,
like,
who is this again?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, when they look twice, nigga, like, who the fuck is this? Did the guy change it? We do a swap somewhere along the way, bro. That's a real concern,
bro. My thing was,
well, first off, the entire experience was just like just very fuck. It made me, man, anxiety through the roof. Nigga, just being at the gym because I'm thinking everyone's looking at me. These niggas know I didn't get a dance. All my friends are getting a dance. Oh shit! Especially when you go to one of these parties with a dude who's sort of like in your tier and shit, doesn't really he don't really be out there dancing and shit, but then he gets one, I'm like, fuck, I gotta get it. And then let's say I go pull a shorty's hand. First off, nigga, I need to be on the wall, so my heel is still touching the wall as I reach towards the middle of the basement floor to grab a shorty.
Yes.
Yep.
And then boom, nigga, it took so much in me to build this fucking courage up, nigga. And then boom, we have her, she looks back, I'm approved, I'm fucking in the game, I'm in the zone, baby.
Yep.
I'm ready to go off my dome. The song changes. I'm like, oh. now it's Soca, nigga. I'm like, I don't know. And I lost my spot, nigga. So I'm in the middle of this shit. Everyone's like, nah, I'm in my fake 9999 hoodie sweat, nigga.
Bro, I don't know what it was, but like, yo, we would go through so much just to get like to that point of like, okay, now I'm dancing.
Yes.
But it wasn't even sweet. Like, it wasn't like, okay, now we're dancing, I'm good, everything's fine.
It's no, you're
like,
not in the clear, nigga.
Yeah. I gotta keep up right now. Like, you know what I mean? I gotta see like what kind of dancer this is.
Yeah.
But then it's like you have to worry about when the time a man turns on the light. Oh, and for some reason, whenever a man would turn on the light, I would just kind of like nudge the girl off, like, yo, chill, like, stop, and then like kind of like post on the wall like I'm chilling, like, I wasn't doing nothing.
But imagine,
bro, you don't want to be caught with the lights on with that.
I don't know what it was, bro.
Yeah, a man's back would always hit the light, and then the party just explodes, man. Big vampires down there, bro.
You know what the fuck, bro?
Everyone squinting and shit.
God damn. Nah, but like to this day, like, I still wonder, like, where did man find the tracks? Like, was it? Because like for me, like, I was, you know, when it came to hip hop music, like, I was Two Dope Boys, like, on Smash, Ill Roots, like, World Star, like, I was on those sites, like, up on all the tracks, right? But like, did they have that for reggae? Like, I always wonder that, like.
Bro, my source was Ryan's BMW, nigga. I get in the car, I see what's new. Let's see what's popping in Jamaica, nigga. Get my brother's whip. See what's going on in fucking Trelawney right now. Bro, the nigga had the newest shit. I swear his car is like a Jamaican fucking radio station.
I got it. I got to hit him up and see where you were getting the tracks from, bro.
Yo, I really wonder what the fuck.
Yeah, man. You ask that nigga? I'm going to ask him still. I don't know. This podcast, like, real rare. Because, dog, like, niggas would, bro, and like, they would have synchronized dances. And it's like, bro, did you guys practice this? No, it's bro, just the dance.
And
that
this was
you
like before Skype
track.
And fucking video calls. So exactly. You guys, like, how do you all know?
Bro,
I don't know, man.
It's something I wondered for years, bro. For years.
Bro, I was y'all niggas know bubbling is fucking Toronto niggas know bubbling is, but yeah, all y'all niggas y'all niggas call it in America grinding.
Grinding
yeah. Or fucking
basically
hustling.
Fucking nigga. Yeah. Fucking with clothes on, right? I was at the very, very, very basic version of that. Like I just made it to that level once everyone started advancing. So when Miss started like turning around and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, no, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Bro, that's what it freaked me the fuck out.
Never
like, legs start going in the air and
I've
shit.
I never
and,
picked up a ting.
Oh, no. I don't know what to do with that.
That won't be me. That won't be me. Still.
First off, I'm buckling my spine. We're both on the floor. Nah. Jumping off of speakers. Nah, I was
first off, there's
on
no
the
space.
That too. Yeah.
Bro, yo, hold on. Spotty Gary,
let me drop a bomb just in case.
Nah, this is not even bomb worthy.
What are you about to say, bro?
Have you, okay, it sounds like cool. Everyone grow up, but have you guys ever, we were kids, have you guys ever been to a jam party or whatever and your man's bubbling someone and the light turns on? Okay. And a man's wearing white.
Okay.
But the shirt's not white anymore.
Yeah.
The fucking
bro, that was like a badge of honor, bro.
Wait, what was Sheldon?
You talking about like the back of your shirt being like
No, I'm talking about the front where you were getting bubbled.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, like blood.
Blood.
Oh yeah, I've actually bro. Seen that happen.
Damn.
I've seen it happen.
Some super
live?
Bad head
shit.
And I'm like, on some super bad shit.
No I've seen way. It happen once. Guy was cheese. Yo, at that point, that nigga was so mad at the girl. Like he was pissed off. I remember that nigga was fucking screaming and making a fuss. I'm like, bro,
it's not her fault.
Actually, I guess I kind of get. She should have stayed home, nigga. What are you doing?
It's not her fault.
To be clear, you know what I mean? You go to a party that's and wild. Again, it's dark and like, you know what I mean? You're dancing on like a girl and sometimes it's that time of the month for her. And you know what I mean? Like I said, at this age, a lot of times, like, you know what I mean? Grade 7, like this was a Nash.
Yeah,
happening.
That might've been a first time.
It could have been like a first time shit where it's just like, they don't really know or whatever. You know what I mean? But like that shit really, really happened. And I've seen it happen a couple of times and I'm like, damn, like I wouldn't even know. Like I was afraid to dance because I'm like, bro, if that happens to me, like I'm not going to turn up. I'm not going to yell at
I'm not going to get mad at her. I'm not going to make a scene. Like I'm tucking my shirt in my pants.
I'll probably tuck and roll. Like
bro,
just
back
somersault.
Then, you don't think you would do anything?
Nah, bro.
I think you're lying.
It wasn't in me.
I'd be way too shy to even like make a scene like I'm actually like real life mad.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't think mad would be my emotion, but I think like I don't see how I could like have gotten out of that situation without like people around me knowing what happened, you know? Like I don't know. That doesn't seem possible because like I'm gonna react because I'm just gonna be shocked. Like I'm not gonna even I might react and not even realize like it's her. I might just be like, yo, what the fuck is what is this? You know?
Honestly, like I feel like I like when I think back to my like I don't know, middle school and like high school, I feel like I reacted to like a lot of things right. Like I don't really have a lot of regrets on like, oh, I should have done this different or whatever. Like I feel like I was pretty chill.
Yeah, my thing is, I just not like there's been situations where I'm just like, overall, I'm a chill ass fucking guy. But then I feel like something like that, it'll be my homies being like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Yo, Jay, that's fucked up, bro. You should fucking like shut up.
Yeah, bro. Then you just have to fucking, when they tee you up too much, go find that bitch.
I'll be panicking.
Bro, like,
It was just never me to do any of that, bro, to like act all crazy.
Yeah, nah, never that still.
Bro, yeah, you know how you guys can like someone like whatever, you get their number now and you can share or add their contact, like on how they added themselves or on their phone.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
It's okay, so when you add a new number, they can save their profile on their phone to like whatever name they want, and it saves their number and a picture. So when you update the contact list, or if I just text you for the first time, it'll say, oh, share Jay Richards.
And, gotcha.
Any picture you want. So I thought that shit would be convenient. You know what I mean? Just my friends are pretty neat. You know what I mean? Just have their names and shit. Mm-hmm. And there's this one guy, and I just saved him as Ryan. And every time I'm trying to text, like, Ryan, like, hey, what's up, Ryan? This nigga saved under, like, Flocko. And I'm like, bro, like, sometimes Flocko texts me. I'm like, who the fuck is Flocko? Like,
is it Flocko with a V?
Huh?
Is
no.
Flocko with a V?
No, no, okay. No. Thank like, God. Flocko? Thank God. Okay. No. Bro, but, like, it's just a lot of niggas just irritated with me because it's like, I say, okay, there's Flocko, then there's this next nigga that put like three spaces in between his name and his last name. So like first name is like, his first name is by my fucking like my carrier, and then his last name is by my battery percentage. I'm like, bro, like, well, like, how are you doing this shit? Come. This messy. Like,
yeah.
Bro, so I'm being too cool, it just goes wrong, man. Just being too cool makes life inconvenient. It's like, okay, you crossed the line.
Yeah. So you gotta just change those a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're staying as James, the guy from the fucking Subway.
James Brackett Subway.
James Brackett, you.
Bro, I really be evaluating when I have like some, like I have a bunch of old contacts with like their old pictures and shit, and sometimes like I see that suggestion like, oh, update the picture with this little cart. I'm like,
yeah.
I compare the two pictures. I'm like, am I shit with it? Nah, nigga. You're staying in the fucking. I'm gonna keep you in the 999 hoodie. I like the older picture better.
Yo, another random note. I had so many random notes, but have you guys ever like wanted to or tried to do ever fucking do the you know, you go to a amusement park and then they draw you?
I've done that.
I've done that once in my life.
Not at the amusement park, but yeah,
something like that, caricature or something.
Yeah, I have no idea, but Drain, how did it go for you?
Yo, my shit came out pretty hard.
I've never done it still.
Damn, that's
it. My shit was free though, so I wasn't, the expectations were very low.
Them niggas always exaggerate on certain things, and like I've always been afraid to do it. Cause I'm like, all right, how you gonna draw my eyebrows?
Oh, my eyebrows are thick. Yeah,
Like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes those artists are like weird known ways, because it's like, yeah, like, what are you dealing with this? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, the whole time I was thinking, like, yo, I'm about to fucking not have to knock this nigga out. Or my fist was definitely on Arthur mode for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole time while he's drawing me, like, he probably drew the fist like that too. This nigga, I'm doing something and I'm doing this upcoming thing, and like someone had to draw me like an illustrator. Mm-hmm. I'm just like looking at how he drew me, and honestly, he's pretty nice. Like, he didn't exaggerate anything, and I'm like, yeah, this is pretty like spot on. So I was thinking of that because I was like, yeah, I would never do one of those, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not paying for that shit.
Yeah,
it's free, and it was bored. It's at a party, and then is that Meech's party actually? Really? Towards the end, I'm just standing around and shit. I'm like, all right, nigga, I had 9 drinks. It wasn't working for some reason. I couldn't get drunk. So I'm like, all right.
Working,
bro. Some nights I just can't get drunk. I swear I don't know what it is. That's not getting drinks back, and everyone I was drinking with is fucked up. I'm like, yo, I feel like I drank 7 glasses of water.
Wow, but yeah, that's a gift, low key.
Nah, niggas. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But when you got to buy your own drinks, nigga.
Oh yeah, curse. You trying to just get one and maybe two?
I'm wasting my money. I'm like, yo, boss, let me see how you're doing. Let me smell that bottle. What's the fuck? Is that vodka?
Yo, let me mix that.
Yo, Shells, you shorty, Zara's dog Kaz be sleeping in the bed and shit?
Not anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, not used anymore. To?
Yeah, he used to, yeah.
Fuck, what happened?
Yeah, Zara just, you know, she just, yeah, she just doesn't, she just be disciplined. Nah, she just, you know, setting up boundaries and shit now. So she don't let him on the bed really at all anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know, too late.
I gotta come through and just be like, yo, let him on the bed, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't.
No, you're that
right
nigga.
Yeah, life. I'm that nigga still.
Nah, but if you said the bat, if like, life wasn't like that, and all of a sudden you're just changing the whole world of this puppy. Yo, mm-hmm. puppies in their head, they have a very, or dogs in mm-hmm. general, have a very small world. So, like, mm-hmm. this is like that. I know that guy. I know that guy. I'm allowed on the bed. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, because, like, even, like, she switched his shit. Well, he got, I think he got, like, sick and shit. Because he used to, like, eat, like, whatever they ate. Or, like, she would make, like, special food for him. Like, she would make, like, rice and, you know, not raw chicken, but unseasoned chicken and da da da. Like, and like,
but he can't stand on the bed.
Put it together for a week, and then like that would be his food every day. But then she like switched him off onto pellets because I don't know why, but I can't really remember why. I switched him off to pellets, so now he's like strictly pellets. Like they don't give him human food no more. Like da 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 da, and like he hates it, bro. You'd be like, fuck, man. I know you guys are eating some fucking sick shit, and I'm just
bro. So, you can't do that to.
So
a
it's
dog,
the same
bro.
With
that's
the bed. Like he used to be on the bed. Now it's like,
nah,
nope.
Nah, that's not right.
She bought him like three beds. You have a bed everywhere in the house, man. Go pick one.
Nah, that's some borderline animal cruelty. Man. Nah. My nigga, this little nigga, too, he started off with pellets, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this nigga been eating owl food and shit.
Yeah,
bro, it's a slippery slope, bro. Because like you said, dogs, they get into that routine and. Bro, nah, that nigga will look at his food like, what am I supposed to do with this?
What is this? Bro, he sees us like up at the counter eating some hot shit.
Yeah.
He smells our shit. He's looking at his bowl like, bro, what the fuck is this?
Yo, for sure. Like, I didn't see him go through it. Like, I didn't see him like, wait. Like, 11 o'clock hits. It sets in his mind like, bro, am I about to go to bed hungry or am I about to eat these pellets?
And, bro, that's actually
and,
not
and,
crazy.
And then he'll clap the pellets, bro. But it's like,
bro, dog's gonna commit suicide. You gotta
nah, he's blessed. Nah, he's blessed.
Bro, that shit. I seen a TikTok of like this cat always gets his food at a certain time, and the owner wanted to fuck with it, so like she didn't give it the food.
Bear me
and
out.
The cat was doing everything, bro. Everything in its power, but you can just tell like the confused look on an animal's face. I'm like, bro, I've never seen a confused animal like that. Like, it was just like, yo, hold on.
What
the fuck is going on right now?
Not too sure what 715 means, but I know for sure.
There's usually some food in my bowl.
Bro, yo, cats fucking no time, nigga. I remember my cat, you remember Angel? She used to walk up. I literally didn't set any alarm. 715, mm-hmm. every single morning, she'll wake me up for some reason.
Say a word.
Yeah. Just pull up, meow. I'm like, oh shit, nigga, time for school and shit.
See, yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. You remember that, man? I'm like in this mode of like wanting to get a dog, and I kind of like found a dog that I want. And I know I wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted to talk.
I listen to you right now, and I see the younger version of me before I took the responsibility of having a dog.
Talk to me.
Just think about it. Because, yo, people like to say, oh, I have a dog. You feed the dog when the dog asks for food. You take it outside when the dog asks to go outside. You play with it when it asks to play. The fucking dog has you. So think about that. The dog has an owner, nigga. The dog has, bro, I realized the other day I'm tired, nigga. Well, first off, we're at the stage where he's so fucking annoying. That's where they fucking get you, bro. Yeah. They're so adorable.
Bro.
So like he gets tired and she's cuddling up and he rolls up in a tiny ball and he's like snugging up with me. I'm like, how can you expect me to take this dog off this fucking adorable pooch off my bed and bring him into this little scary looking cage? I'm like, I can't do that. And then it's cute at night, but nigga, boom, 6:03 AM. This guy's literally standing on my head. Yo, I have a dream of fucking TVs on my head. I'm like, what the fuck is that? This nigga standing on my head like, yo, let's go outside. I got shit. And then the other day, it's like 6:15. I'm walking the dog. I'm like, I don't want to be here right now. They say you're the fucking master. Bro, that dog is my master. Yeah. This nigga is my little master, bro.
What am I going to do? Not take him outside so he shits in the crib? I have to. Yeah.
You're going
to
pick up the shit one day, nigga. You don't know. Oh, I'm not saying you got to pick up my shit right now, nigga, but
damn.
It's going to reek the entire house, nigga. So it's up to you.
Damn. Honestly, yeah.
Yo, it's a lot, bro. Yo, so if you're ready for that, boss.
Yeah.
You know it's rough, mean? Man. But it's rough.
Yes, rough. And, bro, you just want to take a nap?
Mm-hmm.
What nap? Mm-hmm. You see the dog sleep? It's like, okay, now I should go to sleep right now.
But this is the thing. What dog is yours?
Yeah, this nigga has, what do you call it? Attachment issues? Detachment issues? It's a toy poodle. And those are known to be very attached to their owners.
Your dog is stupid.
No.
Your dog's stupid.
I'm listening.
Nah, but for real, no, poodles are some of the smartest dogs. And a lot of people go towards like a poodle breed, right? Which is the dog I'm looking at. But this dog that I don't know, I can look up your dog and see, because I found a dog calculator that tells you it tells you like if your dog's like sick at listening, sick at fucking being trained, like it's, you know what I mean, possibilities to train it, like if it listens good and blah blah blah.
Okay, so Pomeranians are at zero, right?
Zero, because those fucking those little
demons.
Oh my god, nothing's worse than a Chihuahua, but a Pomeranian is
bro. I used to love Pomeranians, bro.
Yo, great to look at, but man, demons.
Yeah.
So this fucking dog that I'm looking at right now, it's called a Cavapoochin.
How you spell that?
So it's C A V A P O O C H E N
C H O N or E N?
Cavapoochin?
Yeah. Google told me E N.
Bro. So it's one more time. C A V A P O O C H O N. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the red bandana.
Oh my God.
Where? I didn't see it.
Bro, that is a toy.
Bro, I'm telling you, check your Instagram DMs. This is one of my friends. He has one, and I was talking to him about it. Bro, he said this dog is the smartest dog he's ever had. They're so easy to train. Like, it knows where to go, so, like, it won't bother you to go outside. Like, it'll piss in its little crate. Like,
bro.
Wait a minute. Is this what it... I think this is the same. I wanted a Cavapoo. Is this the same dog?
Yeah.
Oh, my nigga.
Yeah, they're different ones.
Oh,
yeah,
so Cavapoo and Cavapoochin are different?
Yeah, so like him is this nigga's dog.
No, I wanted a cockapoo. I wanted a cockapoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But this nigga that you're looking at, the one that I sent, his shit is mixed with something else as well.
Oh, so yeah, see right here. It's the best. It's a Cavalier King's Charles, fucking Baichon Fries, and a toy poodle mix.
Yeah. Baichon Fries in him. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so it's a Cavapoo. That's like the normal one, but his is a Cavapoochin. So when it's mixed with that, like, bro, his shit is, they don't get too big.
Yeah, I think I want that one still. That one's better.
Bro, just my little nigga, you know what I mean? I'm just finding out that the nigga is easy to train. And like, when you train him, like, that's it. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Good, like, he doesn't grow too much. He doesn't shed. He doesn't do nothing. Like, literally none of that annoying dog shit.
Yo, that key shit, yo, shedding. No, you can't. Yeah. That's unacceptable. Bro, that's another reason
this
Pomeranian
is hypoallergenic. Or this is bus.
Yeah, huh?
This is hypoallergenic.
Yeah, them shits. Yeah,
that one. Yeah.
Yo, clap it up.
You got
that.
Aloe. Yeah,
show.
But yeah, that's where I'm at with it right now.
I feel you,
man.
Bro. I mean, yeah, I definitely. I'm on the same wave. Like next year, I'm planning to get a dog.
Yeah, really. What dog are you getting?
I was gonna get. I was either between cockapoo. Or there's another one. My brother told me the name of it the other day, but I think I might switch to this one if you don't mind. Go Google the cockapoo. The cockapoo is the same thing, but it's just like their face is a little bit longer. Like their beard grows a little longer. I'd rather the shorter look still.
Yeah, no, nah, man. The Cavapoochin is fucking crazy. Like, but yo, if you see, bro, they go for racks. That's another thing,
okay, man.
Oh, my God.
Dog breeders is not okay. Bro, dog breeders? Like, what are you guys dealing with?
I can't
with,
talk shit because my brother's in that shit. So I get it. It's money.
Yo,
bro.
No, it's sick on that end, though.
Yeah. When you're stacking bread?
When you man 4 G's in a week?
Yeah.
That's when it's wavy.
Well, bro, from the dog's perspective, like, it's born and then sees his mom and then is back away from his mom and is going to someone else's car and then his brother doesn't know shit. Nigga, and now he thinks, like, you're his fucking dad, nigga, but you're a human. He's wondering why you don't look like him and shit.
That's
fucked. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's fucked. And the man made fucking 5 G's off me, bro. What? Yeah. And I'm eating pellets for the rest of my life. Yo, that's dark, nigga. Yo, my thing with breeders is like, at one point, bro, you're gonna.
Yeah.
I feel like they're already making dogs that fucking like die quick because like it's not you're purposely mixing. Okay, let me fucking take a little bit of that and then a little bit of that mix up with this.
Yeah. You're kind of fucked,
bro. You just you're stand by the dog, the mother dog, and just wait for the shit to.
Yeah.
Shit it or whatever, bro, give birth to it, and like, okay. Yeah, fucking 5 racks.
The thing is, hear how we're fucked. So isn't there something where like there's some shit where like people mix certain babies together, or maybe sperm or some shit like that.
Whoa. Oh, the gene editing shit?
Yeah, it's a gene editing thing. And they edit their baby, basically. They're like, yo, I want the baby to have this feature, this. And they get different, like, sperm cells or whatever that has that in them.
I've never heard of that.
To fuck it. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they edit it onto, like, on a DNA level. Just fucking, you can edit that shit.
Some shit.
So it's like,
why is it?
So we're not scientists, see, but you can edit the bus, see? You can tweak the bus.
So a man that doesn't know how to say it, like,
bro, in a good explainer, some scientific shit. Just know it's fucked,
bro. But now, like, I just don't understand how you can edit a baby and niggas is like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's out there, so clearly, niggas
yo,
are fine
I don't
with
know,
it,
man. Because like, I had a blast making my creative player for fucking. I had a blast with. I'm like a corner. Actually, no, short hair, brown eyes.
I guess so. I guess.
Let's go with nose so. 4. Nah, nose five. yo, some of these dogs, bro. Nigga, you could vouch. Nigga, we've seen all these dogs in our building. Some of these dogs that they built, mostly like the ones that are mixed with a pit, or not a pit bull, the big fat choke. Those dogs,
fucking
nigga.
Choking, yeah.
Bro, they'd be in the elevator just choking.
Pugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Pugs or some shit.
But pugs mixed with a bull. Like, oh my God.
English
bull.
Remember
when Ryan wanted an English bull mixed with, like, another fucking lazy dog? And I'm like, bro.
Bro, you're going to have a fat slab of meat in your house, nigga. Yeah. That's all they are. They're not playing catch, nigga. They're always tired. They can't see shit. They can't hear it. They can't fucking breathe.
Yeah. I'm sorry. On a big Montego, if, like, yo, my fucking dog is, like, old and it's one of those dogs, I'm putting a pillow over that.
No, honestly, yo, you seen my stuff, man. You might have to do the same shit,
bro. I'm telling you, if you guys seen I Am Legend, you've seen how it could get, like, bro. That's the only reason I do not want a dog. I know I'm gonna get attached to it, and I know a day's gonna come where it's like, bro, I have to do something to this dog, and I'm gonna be so
no, they have to.
What do you mean you
don't
have to
do
something?
No, guys, I'm fucking joking. I'm not gonna fucking put a pillow over my dog's head. But it's the same thing.
However, going to the vet.
To be honest,
it's telling them, yo, deal with it.
I hear that.
Like, how am I paying you to deal with my dog?
Yeah,
but yo, it's sad though, man. So you gotta put that down.
Nah, like honestly, like I had to put my dog down, and it's like, bro, it's not a good. Oh, the man was already down still, but like. It's just not a good feeling knowing, like, bro, like, yo, when I lost my dog, I was really sad. So
not for
that
sure.
Hit me at a young age,
100%,
man. 100%. You ever lost an animal, Sheldon? You ever lost a friend?
Yeah, I did. Still, the dog.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna get too crazy into it because honestly, like, yeah, it fucked me up. Still, like, I was hella emotional about it. But
recent?
Nah. This was probably like 10 years ago or maybe like 10 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago, something like that. But it's the dog's leg was, it broke. I'm not going to say how it broke, but it broke. And so we brought it to the vet and it was just mad loot, like for the surgery. And if you can't pay the surgery.
Guys, I didn't totally go.
That's the end of the story, really.
That's the end. What do you mean? Nah, nigga. What do you mean? All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
What do you mean that's the end?
Yo, I'm not trying to talk about it, man. We're getting emotional and shit.
Go, bro. Go.
That's it. That's bro.
I'm not laughing at it.
Dead ass. That's the end of the story, though, my nigga.
Yo, how did the dog break his leg?
No, I'm
dead ass serious.
Yo, so I was,
what did you
yo,
do?
So next topic, I was thinking about this.
No, what did you do?
I'm not, bro.
No, facts only. I'm only facts laughing only? Because you just said the exact same story Jermaine said. What he would do if he went into a vet and a man said, yo, it's bread. Like, yo, it's bread. While your dog is in the car and you're like, yo, fuck, I need to fix that, though. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not,
no, 100%.
I don't even know what happened.
I'm not really passionate. Like, that's a real case for a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
That's what it is, right? Like,
fuck. Yeah.
And that's, unfortunately, that's what happened to you know, one of my dogs. And
oh, so you had to put it down because it was just cheaper?
Yeah.
Professionally, though.
Yeah.
Oh, professionally. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna. Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah. No.
How old are you, sir?
Like I said, it was like 10 years ago. So I was like what, 16, 17, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's
Man, RP my dog Milo, man.
Yeah,
RP my dog Milo, man.
That's what's fucked though. Like, bro, how do you guys how are like I get fucking vegetarians or whatever the fuck you guys are called.
Vegetarians?
Because these guys are fucked. But like, I get you guys have to make your dough. But like, bro, overpricing something for an animal that needs like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my gosh.
I feel so terrible when I see certain. Obviously, I don't know the full situation. I'm just more so assuming like what it is. But when you go out downtown, you see a bunch of homeless people with dogs. And on the plus side, it's like, yeah, it's great because they keep you a partner. And like some people just need that from like doing some crazy shit. But it's like on the other side, it's like, bro, is this dog being taken care of? If you don't have money, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, perfect world. Obviously, everyone needs to make their money, but it's just like, that shouldn't be a situation of like, oh, you can't fix your. I would never be at a vegetarian or whatever, tell you, look you in your face, say, yeah, it's 10 racks to fix your dog's leg, or we can deal with him for $5.
Yeah.
Like, bro, how are you going to collect a man's bread and you know that's not what he wants to do? He doesn't want to do. That's not what he wants to do.
It's emotional warfare, man.
It's fucked, bro.
Like, are you kidding? Yeah. It's actually crazy.
Bro, to get your dog checked just to look a quick physical, niggas gonna charge you $9 to rub his ankles. Oh, it's good. Yep. Anyways, fucking cash or credit, niggas.
But then you look at that dog and you're like, yo, you're gonna do anything you can to fucking, you know what I mean, make sure it's okay. Oh, man,
trust me, bro. Trust me. That's why, like, yo, when you get a dog, like,
get into it, man.
You gotta have your funds up, bro, because I'm telling you, that shit's gonna pop up, bro. Like, it's gonna happen, and it's gonna happen at the worst fucking time. And you're gonna have to make a tough decision, and your wallet better be able to make that decision, bro.
Bro, when I sometimes hear these prices to fix this guy Tui and shit,
bro,
get his shots and shit. I'm hearing, I'm doing the math. This guy's looking at me. I'm looking at him. If I sell this nigga for $1,100.
Like, I'm not a nigga to run to the vet. You feel me? Like, that's like Zara is like, as soon as something's up, let's go check.
I'm waited out, guy. Let's fucking wait 3 days.
Let's see how he is. Give him some food, you know.
If he still can't breathe, we'll give them a call.
But yo, anybody that does have a dog, especially in Toronto, you can go to the Humane Society. They have a vet too. It's a lot cheaper. You know
Shit, nigga. Help you clap it up to that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a place like that to help out. But, bro, even if if I'm there and then niggas are telling me, like, yo, it's fucking 5 racks to fix my Cavapoochin, bro, 100%, I'm going to be fucking breathing like the same dog.
5 Gs.
Bro, 5 fucking Gs, bro. Like, are you kidding me? Hell no.
It's just, man, and I think it's just a testament to, like, how much people get attached to their dogs and how much, like, a dog's love is just so, like, potent to people, man.
Yeah.
Pure love, man.
You need it. Yeah, that's it, man. Yeah. You need it. Yo, when you see animals, bro, animals don't be thinking about, like, who's this nigga? What does he have that I don't have? Like, bro, it's just genuine love. Even when I see shit on, like, Twitter of, like, oh, this dog's best friend is a monkey. And I'm like, bro, yeah, they don't know nothing, bro. Yeah. Like, they're just thinking.
I can remember, like, yo, when my dog passed away, bro, like, I cried. And I'm like, bro, I'm crying right now? What the fuck? Like, I was surprised at myself that I was fucking crying. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like,
bro, trust me. I cried when my dog died. I called my boy. I called LeVar. Bro, I'm like, bro, LeVar.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, yo, someone has to feel me right now. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I called LeVar. I'm like, bro, my dog just died. Like,
bro. And like, no 14-year-old boy should hear that. Yo, your dog got crushed by a whip.
Mm-hmm. Bro. And he's still breathing. So we had to freeze him. Like, why are you freezing my dog for? Like, off,
bro, they froze the guy. VK.
Damn.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, last story before we get out of here, man. We're on vacation. This is our first vacation. Very exciting. I remember specifically we're traveling on first time we ever got on a plane. It was Friday the 13th. And we're like, yo, fuck. Like, in my head, I'm like, yo, what if something bad happens? Because it was fucking Friday the 13th. But yeah, took off, got to Dominican Republic. I'm like, oh, everything's blessed. Had a blessed trip.
Mm-hmm. We get back, and my dad's like, so, yo, seen?
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, fucking Chico got, or Tyson got hit by a car.
Oh.
Because we had our grandma, our mom's mom, uh-huh, staying at the house, just watching the house, and Tyson and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then she just, this nigga for some, I guess we're really fucking, like, traumatizing this nigga because there's four kids and shit, but
mm-hmm,
he had a habit of, like, as soon as you open the door, this nigga's, phew! No. Bro, even off you saying Bolt would be, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So yo, my grandma could barely fucking walk. She's limping around and shit. She opened the door and an alarm was going off. Alarm was going off.
Mm-hmm.
The dog ran out. She's panicking and shit. She doesn't even fucking speak English. She can't really talk to people and say what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably fucking not thinking about it. She's probably like barking at the neighbors and like, fucking, woof, woof. just after that. But yeah, this nigga got fucking struck by a truck, and then we found out that it was the day that we left. It happened on Friday the 13th, but my dad didn't want to ruin our vacation, so he just like saved it until he got back. Oh, and this nigga was crying, man. What the fuck?
Your pops?
Yeah, yeah, what the fuck? Sure, he was probably more so crying than everyone else was crying, but bro, yeah, that's when I turned cold on the nigga, man. I'm like, fuck loving pets, nigga. I don't have my heart broken too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally the only nigga I didn't cry. Man.
Damn.
Bro, I remember when I was leaving that same trip, I was so confused on why, like, we called, like, our fucking grandma to watch the dog. I'm like, bro, that dog, we couldn't catch the dog sometimes. Like, it'd just be out, especially because it didn't like the alarm. When that shit would go off, that shit would cut, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't trying to hear that. You know, dogs' hearing is sensitive, bro. So that guy would just fucking be tweaking. But nah, man, like, yeah, that shit was crazy and fucking really sad. So,
bro,
yeah, I want to get a dog with that.
So awkward for our grandma because, like, here's this old sweet woman. And then these four little kids are just pissed at this girl, bro. Just scroofiest when we see her. She's so happy to see her little grandkids come back from vacation. You know, just pure scroofiest with this old woman.
Yeah.
I'd probably fucking give her a middle finger and shit. I don't know. Through the wall. Yeah.
Bro, jeez, bro.
While I was hugging her, I put it on her back.
Yeah, bro, man, I was looking at my parents with pure shame when the next day, and I, no waiting, bro, we got a new dog. As soon as we get back, they come back with a new, and the nigga looks exactly the same. His name is Chico.
Bro, what the fuck?
New dog, my name is nigga Chico.
I told my dad I'm not ready. Like, you fucking a nigga cheats on his wife, he's trying to have sex again. Just, I'm not ready.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I would have waited for sure. I would have waited probably the rest of the year, maybe in the next year, like, got a new dog. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro, you know what's crazy too, before, like, off this dog conversation, it kind of to do with a dog, but I brought up the cheating thing because I was watching American Horror Story. And,
oh, that's what I was going to ask you, Nick.
Yeah, what?
Because you mentioned that you started watching that. Something like, what was that about?
Oh, no. Okay, that's something else. But okay, that too. But I started watching American Horror Story over again.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Manor House or whatever, the murder house.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never seen this show, so.
Yeah, I won't spoil it.
No, I'm just saying, if there's anything you need to explain for me to understand what you're about to say, just please do.
Basically, that. American Horror Story came out in like 2015, I'd like to say, maybe.
Okay.
And this first episode came out, and everyone was like, this season came out, sorry, and everyone was like kind of raging out over it. Just like, you know, it was a great show to watch. It was twisted, but it was like scary, but it was more so like, what the fuck?
Psychological.
But anyways. Yeah, kind of, sort of, like, what the fuck is really happening in this house? And it's like, there's a story behind it, blah, blah, blah. So, interesting, whatever.
Okay, okay.
But this guy cheated on his wife, and then his wife caught him. And he walks in or whatever, or she walks in on him, and blah, blah, blah. They move to this new house, and this guy's, like, trying to pine. And this guy's just like, how long?
What the fuck?
Nigga said, how long? And she's just like, I'm just not ready. But they're, like, trying to patch shit up. So that's where I got that shit from, but that's not where I was going with it. I was watching this shit, and you guys ever watch a show and you're like, you really enjoy it, and then you watch it years later and you're like, what the fuck? Like, this shit is whack. Like,
oh man, double teamed.
Bro, what? Wait, what?
It blows my mind when it hasn't
Disney
been that long.
You know, that's
that might be a porn, nigga. What is that?
Yeah. I think that's a category on the
whole. If I Google search double team right now, it's going to come up.
Let's see.
How do I spell it so that porn doesn't come up?
Nah, just double teamed. Now it is double
teamed. Double teamed?
Yep, oh it gosh, pops up right away. Times. Get off my dick, nigga. What's happening? Y'all remember this
double
movie?
Teamed double teamed is a porn category. Nah, nigga, bro, I could go back in time and tell you it's just about to be whack, nigga.
I love this movie when it came out.
Bro, like, come on.
I swear to God, I.
What is this, Sheldon?
Bro,
guys, go fucking look at the cover.
No, I'm not even fucking looking. Oh my God. I know exactly. I know exactly
bro, you
what this nigga
this.
Is talking about, bro. You double teamed in 2002, nigga?
Bro, that was my shit. In 2002.
What do you mean?
I love
bro,
this
do you know
movie.
There's nah. Like Mike? Have you heard of Like Mike?
Look, Like Mike was sick too. I loved Like Mike. When did Like Mike
bro,
come out?
Like Mike dropped them times like 2000.
2002 as well. Yeah, it did.
Bro, yeah.
Bro, what
but and I like
shit.
Like Mike. I watched both. I didn't say Like Mike was good.
Whatever,
like, you guys are going there. But I'm just saying like this is a movie that I watched that I used to like that I watch now and I didn't like it.
Bro. This is the Like Mike alternative, nigga.
Yeah.
Well, this shit is the I watch like Mike today. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I watch like Mike right now, and I know that shit hits for sure.
Yeah, watch that shit hits, but anyway, this shit it just wasn't hidden anymore. And I was just like, bro, I hate when I watch a show, and I'm like, okay, back to the same question I asked earlier,
mm-hmm.
of like, bro, like, what changed? Why don't I like it? Like, you know, when you try a candy that you haven't had in a minute, and you're just like, mm-hmm. we're talking about the Chubbies, or whatever. And you're like, yo, it just doesn't hit anymore.
Yeah.
What changes? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
standards get higher, or
maybe because I mean, if you've seen The Haunting of like Hill House or Connecticut or Bly Manor, that's like you see this new shit, you're like, holy fuck, like that's crazy. But you watch an old show like Haunting of whatever the fucking show I just said, I can't even remember the name. Like, even how it's shot, it's like, bro, this shit is mad cheesy. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how I was afraid of that shit before.
Mm. I remember you being shook at that show, too.
Yeah, because I think I'm just afraid. Yo, it's crazy. And this is a real bar, too. Like, bro, you fear what you don't know. So, like, once you know it, it's just fact. Like, oh, like, what the fuck? Like, that shit's not even that scary, because. Like,
that's a
you
fact.
Know? Yeah, so maybe I just answered my own question, but that shit was not that scary. But I watched Hereditary, that shit was scary as fuck.
Nah, that shit be scary.
That shit, I was like, yo.
Nah,
fuck,
man, that shit had
Hereditary
too many real.
It was not scary. It was just like.
Hereditary? Hereditary?
Yeah, it wasn't scary.
Because you're a fucking demon, nigga, that's why.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation.
Mm-mm.
Bro, that shit had way too much real, like, witchcraft shit and real dagger. Sometimes when I'm looking at movies, I'm like, yo, maybe they, like, made up this, like, thing that they're drawing in the books and shit. But other times, I'm like, wait. Could that be a real fucking thing that I'm just burned into my brain real quick?
Bro, Jermaine, and you want to know what's
fucked?
Don't
do that.
I've always had that same thought of like, bro, when I'm watching scary movies, I'd rather, I can watch someone get stabbed to death in a
nine
movie.
Times.
So, I don't give a fuck where you stab him. Stab that nigga. But I cannot like look at symbols and like hear certain shit.
No.
Because I'm like,
shit,
yo, I think that's a little real. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit can summon something that hasn't been touched in years in my crib that I don't know about.
Bro, trust me. What are you putting in my mind?
Bro, so the day that...
Yeah, man.
My fault. The day that we told you that we heard shit in the crib, Jermaine? Remember I told you we watched a scary movie?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, watched a scary movie and I got that feeling again of like, I don't know if I really want to be hearing this shit right now. Like, we're alone, we're watching this shit. Da, da, da.
We're
and
alone.
I heard something.
All three of us were alone.
Yeah, we're alone. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you need four people to not be alone? Like?
No, bro. Because at that point, like, yo, we were alone. Trust me. But nah, like, I saw something in that movie and it was like saying some shit. I'm like, yo, this is not, like, that sounds a little bit too real. And it was like, yeah, I don't know. And then I heard some shit after and I'm like, the whole time I'm like, yo, maybe that shit did something. Like, I don't know. That was the only thing I could think of.
Bro, that's a real possibility. I closed my eyes at that shit, man. I didn't want to see that shit.
I don't like it.
Yeah, some scary shit, man.
That's fucked.
If you're making a scary movie, nigga, just fucking doodle new scary shit. Don't fucking use shit that's actually real.
Yeah. Honestly,
yeah, once like the real life footage and shit comes in, I'm like,
yeah, wow, why are you showing me the real shit? Nigga, remake.
Yeah.
Reenact the shit. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah. And the show that you were talking about, Unsolved Mysteries.
Me?
Jermaine?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
I was telling Jermaine about the show on Netflix called Unsolved Mysteries. Let me just make sure. Yeah. Yes, it's called Unsolved Mysteries. It's on Netflix. And bro, it's it's fucking nuts. So I don't know if you guys know, but Unsolved Mysteries was a show back in 1987. Had a lot of seasons. It was a popular show. But there's like a lot of different like America's Most Wanted and shit like that. It's basically about crimes that the police can never finish like solving. So they open it up to the public to say like, bro, okay, honestly, we're at this point. We need like more witnesses. We need something else because like, mm-hmm. yo, we don't have it. Like, we don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. And when they get that desperate, it's just like, it's kind of scary because like the killer's out there seeing it, saying like, okay, yo, these guys really don't know. Like, yeah.
All I have to do is change everything that you told him I'm wearing. Like, he's last seen wearing a red hat, black shirt, and blue jeans. I'm okay, garbage, garbage, garbage.
Damn, I can't bust that anymore. Like, you know, there goes that thing. So you're hearing all that, but
on fire.
Babe, pass the gasoline. So you hear all that and like they tell you almost everything that happened in the case. So it's like, it's almost scary because I'm watching this like in my mind saying like, yo, a lot of times people get away with certain things because they're actually stopping to think like, okay, what do I do next? You know what I mean? And not really moving in fear or like panic.
Right.
Not saying be a killer, but just off of what I've seen from the shows, I'm like, yo, this is actually really scary. Anywho, there's a lot of cases in there that they didn't solve. That they're still looking for it, like literally to this day. And some of this shit happened in the 60s, some of this shit happened in the 80s, and like the niggas still alive. Like there's this one case where this guy killed the little girl, shot her twice, mm-hmm. went back to his crib to dance, to touch a dance. So he was getting dressed up, went back outside on his way to the dance, saw that the girl was still there, like breathing heavy and shit. Mm-hmm. So this nigga fucking took a brick and smashed her face.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Gruesome. The nigga went to jail. Catch this. He admitted to it. Went to jail. He was in jail awaiting trial. Awaiting his death date because he got served the
death penalty.
Mm-hmm. A couple years in that time when he was in jail awaiting his date to sit in the chair, they abolished the death penalty. Yeah. So they abolished the death penalty. So now he goes into general prison, like the general prison area. But in this small ass state of Ohio, I think it was, maybe not be Ohio. I think so, though. They had like these rules in prison where if you were obviously on good, like good behavior, you'd get certain things, which they still have it now. But back then it was like even like to another point of like, OK, he got like artwork and he got certain things that he could just do. But they eventually let this nigga go to the mall unsupervised alone.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Okay, bozos.
Because he was under good behavior, they let him go to the mall and said, yo, link back here at 2:30. Scene, we're going to take you back to prison.
Bro, what? Bro,
Nigga has been missing since that day.
That's I don't know what went wrong.
I don't know what we did.
I just don't know. Bro, nigga, this is embarrassment. Nigga. This is should be on fucking police fuck-ups.
Bro, that's what the show should be called. Like, bro, fuck off.
I'm about to watch that show tonight. Fuck.
Bro, there's just a bunch of different cases, and I don't want to give them all out, but like, yeah. That's the one that really blew mine.
What's that one called?
Bro, that one's I don't even know. It's just the second one, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that one.
But where I'm going with this is like, they're putting this shit out now. Excuse me. And they're getting like a lot of tips and like they're saying, yo, they're cracking down on like a lot of people. And I'm just like, bro, like that shit is fucking like crazy. Yeah. Like it's ridiculous. Like the power of the internet's nuts. But like, mm-hmm. bro, they're offering 50 bands. So honestly, what I'm trying to say is watch a show and let's go catch this nigga.
Cash out, right?
Because I want a dog, bro.
Buy a dog and beer 999 sweaters.
Yeah.
Throw a basement jam.
But nah, yeah, like honestly, you should watch it. And it's so funny what the police like try to assume when they don't know what, like, what or who did what. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love those types of shows, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Forensic Files, remember that shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh my, bro, we had a 4-day marathon,
bro.
Yeah. to the point where I'm like, yo, how many episodes did they make of this shit? We watched 100 episodes of Forensic Files,
dog. Mm-hmm. Amazing show,
bro. I thought I was a detective,
yeah.
The thing is, we're shit. Fucking put shit together. I'm like, you know what I think happened? Boom, boom, just and just like that, this happened. Oh fuck!
He probably went to the burger shop,
and then he went to the burger shop.
Yo, fuck. Yeah, I'm telling you, watch some of the shits, like some of the episodes. They make no sense, especially when they tell you, and you think you have it figured out, and then they just drop some neck shit on you. And I'm just like, bro, what?
Yeah, my God, man. I remember. Last thing. I just remember watching. America's Most Wanted as a kid.
Oh my God.
I don't know why my parents would let me watch this shit. It was some gruesome
that
shit.
That show is so fucking scary, Loki.
Bro, that shit play with my feelings like a harp. It was like be up.
Was
like
last scene in Ontario. What?
Oh my God. Last scene in Canada. I'm like, yo, fuck, Dad, we gotta move, bro.
Yo, we gotta get out of here, bro.
Bro, it'd be up and down. Like sometimes you tune into an episode and like, thanks to your tips, we caught this guy, this guy, this guy. I'm like, yes, nigga. Yeah. But this guy is still loose. I'm like,
that's the worst one.
That's the worst nigga, bro. He's never just drove a car. Well, you caught the driver, nigga, and the guy that fucking held the door, but the nigga that stabbed the fucking guy 40 times is out.
Oh my God.
Bro, I used to always think like, yo, nigga, John Walsh was a brave nigga, bro. The way he used to like talk shit about these niggas.
Oh my
this
God.
This fucking fat dirtbag is still on the loose. Like, bro, you're gonna get stabbed.
This fucking cocksucker, piece of shit bastard, is still out there. This nigga's going to his car and that nigga's missing now. Bro.
A new nigga, intern coming in, yo, nigga, we can't find John Walsh, nigga. Anyways, welcome back this week.
On the wrap up, look, if y'all can find this nigga, please do your best. But he's probably a good guy. Till then, I'm Trey.
I'm sure he didn't do it.
Bro, I would never ever call like provoke a nigga like that, bro. No, like if especially we don't know where he's at.
Facts.
For real, why them to say, yo, I do not know where he is at?
Bro, so how am I supposed to know, nigga? What the fuck?
Like, thank the you.
Fuck?
You.
I'm just a guy, thank nigga. You. I'm here fucking eating pizza, nigga. I'm a fat
bro.
I'm just... what the fuck do I know?
Yeah. Bro, the nigga I was talking about, it was Ohio. This nigga was wanted since 1973. Holy and they don't even know what this nigga looks like, so they're using like AI to fucking make this nigga's face. Like, I don't know what he looks like, bro. This nigga could be anything.
Honestly, you gotta let that nigga cook, man. He did his thing, bro.
I give you fucking 15 years. If you can escape me 15 years, you deserve your freedom.
You're blessed.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. But nah, that nigga did some crazy shit.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm talking shit.
Yeah. I think about it though.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I was a judge and I found this nigga, I'd be like, damn, nigga, how did you do it?
This guy's like 109.
Yeah.
Bro.
I just like kick his leg or something.
Oh my God. Last thing. Yeah, last thing. You guys know the nigga David Attenborough who always does like the voiceovers for like Planet Earth and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know his profession?
Fucking talking about animals and shit, huh?
Huh?
No.
Talking about animals and shit?
Like a narrator, right?
Oh, yeah, narrator. Yeah.
Bro, this nigga is like Steve Irwin before Steve Irwin. He was like,
he's the
fucking
OG?
Who's Steve Irwin? Who's Steve Irwin? Bro,
shut the fuck up.
Crocodile Hunter.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You'd really, okay, anyways. RP
I didn't know
Steve.
Who that was, still. I didn't.
Of course.
That's crazy. Okay, but anyways, this nigga David Attenborough. Mm-hmm. So I've always wondered, I'm like, why is this nigga so old and how'd he get here, right?
Right.
He's 93 years old. This nigga was playing with them things, with them animals, since he was like maybe 12, I think he said, maybe even younger.
Yeah.
There's a new Netflix documentary with this nigga narrating it, but showing him as a kid and what he did. He traveled across the whole world, studied every animal, every plant, everything in this planet. This nigga studied everything, knows everything.
I'm sure he missed a couple things.
Maybe, but
I did not see that shit before. Nigga. What the fuck?
The thing, yeah, he doesn't know where backwards grow. But this nigga, he's basically it's like very eerie. Like when you watch the trailer, he's basically saying like, "Yo, I'm 93. I've been doing this shit forever. We're killing our Earth. We're killing human. Like we're gonna kill our whole race if you don't listen to me. And I know how to help. Like just a little bit." He's talking about like everything like going wrong, and I'm like, bro. That shit gave me goosebumps because the whole time I watch a Planet Earth, I'm like, bro, like, how does he know so much? And like, you know what I mean? Like, where does he come from and shit? And then it just shows you everything.
It makes sense.
Brings it all together.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's it right there. Give me 1 second.
Did you put a pizza in the oven?
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it was. This was episode 68.75 of the Random Order Podcast. Hey, yeah, that audio exclusive. We signing the fuck out, man.
Signing out.
Make sure you still go on and subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel, even though this shit is not a YouTube video, to keep up with the video version when we do get shit back on track, my nigga. And watch episode clips and such. Click that bell to become a true Noda guy. Ew. You know what it is, man. The audio version obviously is fucking, you found it, nigga. So, yeah. But it's also, if you're not on this platform, then there's also on fucking Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave great, amazing comments for new future Eagles. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. Yo, 4YE is going crazy, nigga. Them tracksuits about to drop, nigga. We got durags, we got caps, we got bags, nigga. It's about to be a 4YE Christmas. Drop a bomb for that.
Trust me. We there.
4YE.ca to stay posted. You could set your subscriptions to specific items that you're looking forward to copping. Or, of course, you could just fucking enter your email to receive general subscriptions when we got shit dropping before it actually drops. Also, follow us at 4YE on Instagram. Turn on post noties so you know the exact second we drop. Man, I'm going to need the Wi-Fi password of the day, man.
Oh.
Oh, is that even exist? The Wi-Fi password of the day, man.
I need that.
Fuck, man. I don't even know, man.
Fuck. Cavapuchon, man. Let's do that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.